Hello.
Hey, remind me, is this podcast deep opinions on shallow topics or shallow opinions on deep topics?
It's everything. It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you feel deep, shallow, or just plain petty,
take a ride through life with us. Matt and Tara, as we chronicle it all.
Tell me the whole story, start from the beginning. What were you wearing?
Whether we are tackling aging, friendships, our spouses,
Hubba and Banana are the two luckiest people on Earth.
Or any other of life's fun, we have different takes, but one goal. Get ready to laugh, shake your head, and wonder where our mothers went wrong.
I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I am still terrified of my mother.
Get in and hold on.
It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara, and listener discretion definitely advised. Up, Shallow Squad. Welcome to Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you're feeling deep or you're feeling shallow, you have come to the right place. I am your host, Tara, along always with my co-host. He has great taste in wine and questionable taste in women, Mr. Matt Hanley.
Well, that could be, some could argue that.
I would argue that.
How are you this early morning, Tara?
I'm doing great. This is going to sound so weird, but I actually love driving here when it's really early in the morning.
So Tara drove up to Sherman to record this morning, and we don't normally record this early.
This is a
new for us.
Yes.
But why do you like driving up this early?
Well, I like driving in the dark.
Oh.
Which is weird.
That is weird.
Hubba hates it.
Yeah.
But I find it very peaceful.
It is.
I have some, you know, time to meditate and drink my coffee. There's never right. anyone in line at Starbucks.
No,
early in the morning
not
on Sunday.
Early. Yeah, not on Sunday.
So I don't know. I listen to my music as loud as I want because I don't have the baby in the back seat.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's good. A good drive.
Yeah, it's a good drive. I enjoy it.
We used to take drives all the time in college. Like, I know that sounds weird to some people, but we used to. You know, windows down, stereo blaring. You know,
oh, yeah. Those are the best.
Back when gas wasn't so expensive.
Yeah, no shit.
Or back when your parents were paying for it.
Exactly.
But we'd go out, you know, drive for 30, 45 minutes, like just literally to clear, you know, to clear your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to tell you a funny story real quick about drives in college. So I went to junior college in Big Spring, Texas. Okay.
Now Big Spring is...
It's... Okay, well, I'm terrible at directions. Like,
okay.
If someone's giving me directions, I'm like, give me a landmark.
A left at the Target.
Yeah, they're like, go north on blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not a compass. Is it next to a Whataburger? I mean, come on. But anyway, so once in college, my girlfriend was sneaking around with this guy that our other friend liked.
Yeah.
And she didn't want him to know or her to know. So Big Spring is like a super small town.
Okay.
And there's not even a Taco Bell. So it used to be a huge deal for us to be like, let's drive to Midland, which is like 45 minutes away, and go to Taco Bell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we told our friends, we're gonna drive to Taco Bell. Like, she wanted me to cover for her, like drive her 5 seconds to the boys' dorm so she could hang out with this fool.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, awesome. Can you bring us back a bean burrito? And we're like, like, oh gosh, what do we do? And so they're like, actually, you know, we're not gonna have time to go to Taco Bell. We're just gonna go get a hard drive from Midland that I left there. They were like, what? We're like,
they're
like, why can't they just email what you need? I was like, it's a really good question. Looking over at my friend, she's like, no help. This is her big idea. She's giving me no help. But anyway, so we ended up having to drive to Midland to get Taco Bell to cover for her.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Her rendezvous. Yeah. But anyway. So that's where we're at.
So Tara, as always, top of the show, we always like to start out with kind of our mental health check-in, mental health awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So you sound good. Where are you?
I'm zero doing to 10. Super good right now.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm at a 9 or a 10. So I'm going to go 9.5.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm feeling it's really nice to have that hour-long drive.
You don't get an hour of
alone time.
Of alone time on a weekend.
No, never.
Very often.
Yeah. It's...
Especially, you know, while Hubba was out of town.
Yes. So I feel great. Couldn't feel better. I've already drank my entire coffee this morning, too.
So that would help.
Yeah.
That would be helping.
So I'm feeling jacked. No, okay. I'm in a great, great mood. Great place. What about you?
I am also feeling good that it has turned cold now. We went from summer to our 2 weeks of fall, and now it is, you know, 26 degrees outside in the morning.
Oh yeah, it's freezing.
And of course, I'm sure we'll have a hot spell again before too long, but it is cold.
Tomorrow, it'll be 90.
So it is cold, and I love the cold weather because it kind of puts us in the season. So I am, you know, I am 8.5 probably, just based on that, just with knowing that we have the holiday season coming up. Which, Tara, that takes us into the show.
It does.
So being that we are now fully in November, which some consider to be the thankful month.
Yes.
Has Thanksgiving in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to do it. We're going to do the show today our style.
Yes.
Which is going to be deep thanks for shallow shit.
That's right.
We're going to talk about all of the funny things and the first world problem things that we are thankful for.
And not thankful for.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so how we kind of came up with this idea is when November starts, anyone over the age of like 50 starts listing something on social media they're thankful for every day.
Gratitude journal, I believe, is what it's called.
Yes.
Gratitude journal. Yeah.
And it's annoying. Why are you doing this?
They're just good people, Tara.
Well, I guess because it makes me realize I'm not a good person.
They're just trying to acknowledge all of the blessings they have in their life.
And but it's like, you know, on November 1st, I'm so thankful for my family. No shit. Everybody's thankful for their family.
Well, I don't know that everybody is.
I mean, most people.
Most people are. I don't know that everybody
is. Like, oh, I'm thankful for my health. This is not.
Right. So, what you want is you want specific things.
I want people to be real about what they're actually thankful for.
What you're actually thankful for. What actually perks your smile up during the day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's why we decided to compile this list, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This list is about things that do not get the proper gratitude that they have earned.
Agree. We have compiled a really good list.
I think so.
So I'm going to start.
Okay. So here is the shallow shit that we're actually thankful for.
Right. Yes. These are the actual items that we are specific items.
Yes.
We're not going general here. We're going to go very specific.
Right.
I'm going to start with.
Okay.
I already mentioned it's cold, cold, cold this morning.
Okay.
And I no longer have a garage. So one of the things that I am just incredibly thankful for is my remote start for my truck and heated seats.
Yeah.
There is just no, if you don't have a garage, you don't understand. First of all, if you have a garage, you do not understand this first world problem of having your vehicle out in the elements.
The elements. We live in Texas. Not like we're in Syracuse, New York, where your truck's getting covered in snow. You guys do not understand the struggle of having your truck parked in 50 degree weather.
But I will tell you, it makes a huge difference. And they've even taken it to the next level. In the summertime, I have air conditioned seats.
Okay, pragmatosh.
This is a new, I cannot believe you do not have this on your car.
I know. Well, I have heated seats. I don't have air conditioned seats and I don't have remote start.
See, that surprises me because you have a really, really nice car.
I mean, German engineering, step up your game.
Okay, so first thing, especially now that it's cold, remote start and heated seats. Tara, what you got?
I can appreciate that. I really appreciate open bars.
Yeah.
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 If you have some kind of event and don't have an open bar, you're a rude person.
Right. See, and here's the funny thing, Tara. I generally kind of sneak by on this one. While I do appreciate an open bar, if they don't have a full open bar, they will at least have beer and wine.
Oh, sure.
So see, I normally can kind of cruise through to the wine, you know, and figure out something that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a mixed drink connoisseur, then it's got to be a full open bar. But that takes some moxie if you want to have a full open bar, because that'll cost you a fortune for some groups.
My friends, Zach and Casey, their wedding had the best open bar I have ever seen in my life. Yeah. Our table was covered in glasses because they had every single imaginable cocktail.
Yeah.
And you know that I have very refined taste.
Of course.
I only drink Malibu rum and Diet Coke.
Which clearly has become very exclusive because we have had trouble ordering it at a few restaurants. So I don't know what the situation is, but it seems to be becoming exclusive to find.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like I'm asking a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they even had Malibu and Diet Coke.
Yeah. Well, at that wedding, I mean, that probably was the number two drink cocktail
probably
at this wedding.
So. Yeah. No, it was good times.
The level of basics that attended this wedding.
I even offer alcohol drinks at my daughter's birthday parties.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you throw something, you have to have an open bar.
Right. I completely agree, especially if you were throwing a small child's birthday party.
For sure. Yeah. So I am so thankful for open bars.
Yes. I think that is a great one. Okay. So speaking of your daughter's birthday party,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that one step further.
Okay.
I am thankful for my children.
Oh, but, my gosh. But, okay. Let's get this guy a Facebook post.
But I am most thankful because they get me out of having to do a lot of crap I don't want to do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm with you now. You got me back. You lost me for a second, but I'm back. Yes.
Kids are a phenomenal excuse.
Yes.
And
especially when they sniffle.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they're sick. Oh, we can't go anywhere.
We're down. We're
Everyone's
down,
in quarantine. Like, you're texting everyone. You know, I am so sorry. I would have loved to make your great aunt's bar mitzvah baptism. Divorce party, whatever it is, but my kid's sick. I'm so sorry.
But it is, and anyone who is listening right now, they are smiling because they have done it.
If you're on the fence about having kids, just go ahead and have one, because you might need an excuse to get out of something before you die. So they're an excellent resource for that.
They're an excuse to be able to go home early, not go.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they can't sell you out and be like, I wasn't sick.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I do. But see, this is where I'm kind of getting on the end of this spectrum, because people will be like, Matt, I thought I heard you say last time that your 12-year-old stays at home by himself. Well, some days.
Not when he's sick.
Not when he's sick. Not when he's sick. That's right.
Just go with their sick. No one ever questions it, because kids are disgusting and they're sick all the time.
And nobody wants that at their party.
Exactly. Yeah.
What else you got?
I am also thankful for free shipping. If I am online and I am ordering $100 worth of anything and there is a $2.99 charge for shipping, I will delete my entire basket. It's insulting.
Yes.
To have me pay for shipping.
Yes. In this day and age.
Yes. So free shipping, those people get my money.
Yes.
Just charge me an extra $2 on every other item or $7 or whatever, but do not charge me shipping.
Are you an Amazon Prime member?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's what I think has really ruined it for mm-hmm. everybody. And if you're selling a product on Amazon and it's not Amazon Prime, I don't know why you're selling
yeah.
on Amazon.
Like, I won't even look at anything that's not Prime.
Can you check a box that's like, yes. it'll show you only Prime?
Yes, you can.
Well, it is too easy.
Mm-hmm.
It is too fast.
I love it.
Yeah. Now, there are some things that I'm going to buy local because that's where we have them. Or, you know, I want to obviously support our local merchants. But if you are coming at me with shipping, I'm out
on that.
Yeah.
So free shipping, very thankful for that.
Yeah. I applaud that.
What else you got?
Chair back seats at sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I am 40, and well before I was 40, it's a non-negotiable for me.
Yeah.
I gotta have some kind of back support.
I can't even sit on a mental bench for too long.
No. Mm-mm. We were recently at, the oldest, he played the high school football game. He's in the seventh grade band, so he played the high school game. Real treat for him. It's great. But I had to endure the entire football game on the aluminum bleacher seat, and it was killing me. And I had such wonderful support from my family that they were all like, oh, you got this right, and left at halftime.
Right.
So I got to sit there the last 2 hours. In fact, it was so bad. One time I got up, like probably for the last quarter, I got up and walked around.
Yeah.
It's
like sitting on the floor.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's hard in your old
age. So chair back seats. I'll tell a quick story. When we were redoing our stadium here in town, we did not have the money for chair backs.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a committee that was discussing all this. And a dear friend of mine, we were in the meeting, and the architects had told us, guys, there's no money for the chair back seats. So we bounced around some ideas. Hey, what if we go up a dollar on the tickets? What if we do this? And, you know, one of the guys was really quiet, good friend of mine. And he said, how much it would cost to add the chair backs just for the home, you know, for the center three sections or whatever. And they said, it's like $175,000. He said, I'm tired of sitting on the bench. I'll write the check. wrote a check for the whole amount because he was not, that was how committed he was to not having to
I can appreciate that. You put your money where your mouth
is. That's right. And he did. And he did. All right. What's next, Tara?
Food delivery.
I would starve without it.
It is beautiful to live in a time that you can pretty much have any food that you want delivered.
Yes.
We are beyond the pizza and the Chinese of yesteryear.
Yes.
Anything you want. Uber Eats.
Yes.
DoorDash.
Yes.
All the things.
All the things.
You choose. I saw someone have a McFlurry delivered the other day in my apartment. Single McFlurry. I mean, it's going to be kind of melty, but I can appreciate being like, I really need some McDonald's ice cream. And I really need to not get off the sofa.
I wish you'd have snapped a pic of this delivery.
So do I. I was walking the dog. I didn't have my phone with me.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just thinking.
There's no question that we're hitting a point of laziness in this culture.
Mm-hmm.
But I think ordering a McFlurry from a delivery service is, I mean, that's probably now like a benchmark for, you know, like for laziness.
Like, oh, you think you like food delivery? Have you ever ordered a single McFlurry? Then you do not.
Then you do not.
Yeah. Do you remember that time that y'all ordered food from Domino's and they brought you an empty pizza box?
An empty box. Yes. We ordered from Domino's and it arrived and I thought, this doesn't feel quite right. And it was straight up. We had actually ordered two pizzas. So there was one in one of the boxes, but then we opened the other, it was just clean as a whistle. I was like, well, I mean, like, how do you even put the box out there?
I know. It's like, you don't feel the difference? Yeah.
It was a fail on multiple levels. Yeah. It was a fail on multiple levels. But they, that was.
But regardless, even when there's a mishap, you get a little melted McFlurry, you're missing an entire pizza. I'm still thankful for it.
It's still better than having to get out, especially.
Get out in the elements.
In the elements. The cold, the heat.
Yeah.
The 55 degree temperature.
Yeah. Oh, good times. All right. What else you got?
What about happy hour? You mentioned the open bar earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What about happy hour? I feel like that's the first cousin to the open bar.
Yes. Yes, it is.
In relation to being the winner in the liquor department.
Yeah. I mean, first cousin, but really more like, I would say happy hour is like the weird uncle.
Because the reason
it gets a little bit of ink is because you still have to pay for your own drinks.
Right.
But it's still alcohol. So you're like, all right, because the weird uncle, he's cool for a little while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, from 5 to 7.
Yeah, like, or whatever. He's cool, he's funny, he's got some weird stories. But then after 7, he starts like hitting on people and like, telling like his weird
inappropriate stories.
Yeah, so you're like, all right, like,
it's time to go.
Yeah, so I would say it's more the weird uncle and of the open bar.
So we go to the same place every Wednesday night for date night.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a patron there. And it is so funny because she's a mature woman.
Okay.
And it is so funny because she tells the bartender not to bring her first drink until like, I can't remember if it's 5:30 or 6. So she just hangs out for a little bit. And then she's like, bring me my first glass of wine at a specific time.
Okay.
Isn't that so weird?
Like, yeah. It's like, why not just order it when you're ready?
Well, yeah, but she's just that way. But she's super cool. But it's really funny when we get there because it's happy hour for like, I don't know, maybe an hour after we get there. And mm-hmm. everybody's kind of, trying to get those last few drinks in.
Sure.
I also appreciate a bartender who kind of makes a casual announcement that happy hour is about to end.
Yes.
To get that final happy hour round in.
That's right.
That's a sign of a good,
that's
of
looking
good
out.
Bartender.
Yeah, yes. That's yes. looking out.
Yeah. What else you got?
All right. So I'm also extremely thankful for sarcasm. I mean, I would not be able to communicate
any
anyone.
Other way.
Yeah. Yes. So sarcasm is a big one for me.
Well, being that we are both sarcastic people,
mm-hmm.
we can appreciate other people who are sarcastic.
Yes.
And not get butthurt over it if, but there is an art.
Yes.
To being sarcastic and being liked.
Exactly. Very fine line.
There are some people who are sarcastic and it just comes across like as an asshole.
Yeah. There is nothing worse than someone who thinks they're sarcastic and funny and everyone is just like, I hate this person.
Yes.
Yeah.
As soon as they leave the room, they're like, eh.
Yes. So recognize if you're good at sarcasm or not, for sure.
Yes.
But if you are, like, you're my people.
Right. Yeah. Yes. We dig you.
Yes. I love some sarcasm.
Okay. And this is especially true right now as we get into the shopping season.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate no lines.
Yeah.
Because lines are brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like lines are getting worse, not better.
Yes.
With all of the self-checkouts and all of the other things that we have as an option, it seems like that the no line thing is, or the lines are getting worse, even if you are using those.
Right.
I don't quite get it.
Me neither.
What's the deal? How can we not get enough people to get us through the grocery store or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I know why it is at some grocery stores. It's because now everybody's doing this curbside pickup thing.
Oh, I do that. I love it.
You do like it?
Yes.
Do you find that you actually think to order everything?
I would say most of the time, but even when I forget something, it's worth it.
Okay. That's why I don't do it, because I'm afraid I have to kind of like walk through the store to figure out if I've got everything on mine.
No, I'm thankful for curbside pickup.
Okay.
In fact, I won't even, 90% of the stuff I buy, it has to have curbside pickup. Like, for example, Bea needed a pair of shoes to go with her Halloween costume, and Nordstrom offers curbside pickup.
Right, which this was a disastrous experience.
Exactly.
So, I was on the phone during this.
Right. So Nordstrom has the best customer service. There's hardly any hassle.
Yeah, no, great.
But
yeah, absolutely.
This one time, things went haywire. So I pull up to Nordstrom curbside, and all you have to do is call. They bring your order right out, put it in your car. It's the easiest thing in the world. So there's a car in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I call and they say, oh, did you just call? I'm like, no, I just got here. And they're like, okay, we'll be right out. So they come out, they leave the bag in my seat, and I start to pull away, and I was like, well, let me just see them. So I open the box. It was a pair of Hunter rain boots.
Which is not what you ordered.
No, that is what I ordered.
That is what you ordered.
But I wanted to see them. So I open the bag and it's a Steve Madden box. I was like,
first problem.
Okay. Problem number one. Second of all, it's way too big. Like, I ordered a toddler size. This is like probably a little girl. So I hop out of my car real fast. I'm like, hey, this isn't mine. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, let me take it back inside. 20 minutes later, I'm still there.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening? So they call me, hey, can you pull over into our other section to wait? Sure.
Yeah.
So I pull over. Finally, they find this box, bring it out to me. The car in front of me is still there.
Okay.
They bring it out to me. They leave it in the seat. And I was like, okay, well, I should probably check this. So I kind of just open the bag, see that it's Hunter. Great. Start driving away. And then, you know, when you see something out of your peripherals and you're like, did I just see that? I open the bag back out. As soon as I pull out of Nordstrom's, there's a single Steve Madden boot like in the bag. I was like, so I have my Hunter rain boots, but then Plus one random boot. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I swirl back around and I pull up to and there's someone talking to the lady who was in front of me, and I just stick the boot out the window.
Here it is.
And the girl who's worked there just looks at me like crazy, goes and gets the boot, hands it to the car in front of me. We both leave. Like, she had my boots. I had her boots. I had one of her boots. It was a disaster. But that is the only bad experience I've ever had with curbside pickup.
Okay. So speaking of that, I'm going to jump on another one that's related to this that I have to believe. This actually wasn't even on our list, but I can't believe you didn't have it on here. Drive-thrus.
Yes.
Tara, I talk to you. I talk to you several times a day.
Yes.
I'm going to mention that probably 80% of the calls that I'm on, at some point, you're in a drive-thru.
Well, yeah.
And
I'm not embarrassed by that. So come at me.
But it is just so funny because, I mean, like, and Tara also does not give you any warning if you're on the phone with her. Like, you'll be, you'll just be talking and all this. She's like, yes, can I get a large unsweet tea with a splash of lemonade and blah, 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 blah. And like, you're just like, okay, I'll just hang on.
I need a drink at all times.
Apparently.
I'm a big drink person. Like, so if I run out of coffee, I will find the nearest Starbucks or Sonic or whatever
to go grab and
get a drink. I need to be hydrated, okay?
Okay, and you also use Apple Pay, is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, wherever you go.
Yeah.
So does that mean you have to hand your phone to them?
No, you just have to hold your phone near the little reader. Yeah.
Okay. Because I often wondered if like this person was hearing me talk like as you're handing your phone into the...
No, you're on car phone most of the time. But yeah, I don't give anyone any warning. I'll be in the middle of telling a story. And then I'll be like, hi, can I get a venti, blah, 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 like whatever it is. Yeah.
No warning.
And you know it's Banana's fault that I'm like that, right?
No, I do not.
Okay, because if you tell this woman, hold on for 1 second, she'll just hang up the phone on you. She is not going to wait even 1 second.
Yeah, she's not someone that's...
So I just will stop my conversation, order my drink, and then keep talking because she has made me fearful of
that you'll
asking
lose the call.
Anyone
you'll lose the call.
To hold for a moment.
What else you got?
My final and most thankful thing is inside jokes.
Inside jokes.
Mm-hmm. I love them.
I do too, but I hate when I'm not a part of them.
Same.
Oh, I'm so...
Start from the beginning. Yes, tell me the whole story. What were you wearing?
I don't care if this started when you were in high school. I bring me up to current.
Yes. Okay. Take me all the way back.
Yes.
Let me inside your joke.
Love inside jokes.
Me too. I love
love inside jokes, but hate to be on the outside of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, my final one will be cat videos on Facebook.
People love videos of animals.
Any kind of animal. You're exactly right. I should not just limit it to cat videos. There are some of the most funny videos. And how much productivity does an employer lose on a daily basis due to funny videos on Facebook regarding animals? It's gotta be up there.
Yeah. Not even just animals, just funny videos
just somebody
on
doing
the internet.
Just somebody doing something dumb.
Yes.
Just somebody doing something dumb.
I have been dying still over the videos that Ellen DeGeneres posts
yes.
of her producer or whatever,
yes.
Andy, going in those haunted
Is it normal
places?
Andy or average Andy or something? That's like his
know,
name.
I don't know, but... I saw one where he went in with Lizzo.
Yes.
I wanted to die. Yes. I was hysterically laughing.
Yes.
And then I posted one on our Facebook yeah. page that he went in with Tiffany Haddish because
yeah.
that is us.
Yes.
And we have had so many people since our Halloween episode.
Yes.
Beg us to do a haunted house
right.
together. I really don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. But for the sake of the show, I'll consider it.
Yeah. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tara, we are so neurotic and...
Crazy,
sometimes maybe a little bit self-centered. There are times that we don't get what we feel like is the appropriate amount of thanks.
That is right.
So we have also kind of gone through things that we want more thanks for.
That's right. So if everyone could get a pen and paper
yes,
out.
Just go ahead and jot these down because we need a lot of, we require a lot of, what do we require a lot of? A lot of praise. We require a lot of praise, a lot of gratitude.
Yes.
When we do anything of any
anything
magnitude.
Anything at all. If we go out of our way in the slightest way.
We need some appreciation.
That's right.
All right. Tell me one of your things that you don't feel like you get enough thanks for.
My mouth.
Okay.
And let me explain why.
Do tell.
I hear all the time, oh, Tara just says whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't. For everything that I do say unfiltered, I actually do filter quite a bit. And I don't get near enough credit for that.
That is so scary. That is a very scary
proposition.
But
doesn't it make you feel like you should be thankful for all the things I don't say out loud? That I say keep to myself, say in my head?
Wow. That is, when you put it in that kind of perspective, yes.
Yeah.
I am becoming...
You do not know the thoughts that cross through this brain on a daily basis that I do not
that
express.
That you do not share.
Yeah. And I don't get near enough thanks for that. Everyone's just like, oh, she has no filter. She says whatever she wants. Incorrect. Oh,
incorrect. You do, in fact, have a filter.
Mm-hmm. Also,
it's terrifying.
When it comes to my mouth, my sweet hubba
yeah.
will not say that anything is wrong ever. When we order something or if something comes out wrong.
Yes, right.
Nope. Mm-hmm. He is allergic to shellfish.
Yes.
We could go to a restaurant. They could bring him out a plate of shellfish and he would just be like, oh, it's all right. I'm not really that hungry. I have to be the one who's like, I'm so sorry, but this is incorrect. I'm like, hubba, what do you care? They don't care.
Right. Yes.
One time we went through a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yes.
And I wanted a half and half tea. And I could tell when he was ordering it, we were not getting a half and half tea. They were confused by what he was saying. So I said,
did he order an Arnold Palmer? Is that what he ordered?
No, he said, I want half sweet tea, half unsweet tea. They just weren't understanding him. I don't know if the audio was bad. I don't know what was happening. But when we're pulling up, I look at him and I say, do not drive off until I taste this drink. And he's not looking at me. No eye contact. He's like, mm-hmm. He's just shaking his head.
with zero intention of staying in that drive-thru.
I'm drinking whatever they hand through the window. It could be a bottle of poison. Drink up, honey. Like, this is what you get. We get to the drive-thru and I'm looking at him like, Hubba, don't drive up. He's not even in park. Okay. She hands him a drink. Like he is out of that drive-thru. He knows it's wrong. I get the drink, take a drink. It's not the right drink. I said, why did you drive off? We both knew it was going to be wrong. He's like, I just, you know, I don't want to hand it back to them. They're busy. We're the only people in this drive-thru. I was like, that lady was not Mrs. McDonald. She doesn't care if the drink is wrong. Like, they'll make another one. It's fine. No. So any kind of interaction with strangers, mm-hmm. I have to take care of that.
Yeah.
Anything.
Would it surprise you to know that Banana is the same way?
It would really surprise me to know
she
that.
She will not send stuff back. She would just rather like pick around it or whatever. And it irritates me because if you order something and you pay for something, mm-hmm. like you want to get it right. And they don't want you to have a bad experience.
Exactly.
You're actually doing them a favor by sending it back because they want you to be happy. I mean, that's right. the whole business they're in. Feed you a meal or whatever the mm-hmm. whatever the situation is. They want to do that. And so really, you're doing them a disservice by not saying, hey, this isn't cooked right or this isn't whatever.
Right.
And sending it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the thing is, if she doesn't eat, then I have a problem later because then she's hangry.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my mouth, that is what I feel like I need more thanks for.
Okay.
What about you?
Okay. For me, and we have discussed this on the episode in various capacities, but I'm not really like a handyman, nor am I technology.
Right.
You know.
Savvy.
Thank you. So when I fix something, I need a lot of praise.
Give me an example of something you have fixed.
Okay. So as it has turned cold, let me back up. We had the fire several weeks ago, and when they did, they turned off the gas to our office building.
Okay.
Well, when they turned it back on, you have a little bit of an issue with like your heat because like there's air in the lines, yada, yada, yada. I don't quite understand. But anyway, mm-hmm. one of my tenants' heat was not working.
Okay.
So I'm like, man, I got to call a, you know, heat and air repair person to come out, whatever. And these tenants are very cold natured. So like they were, I mean, even if it's not that cold, they like to run the heat. So anyway, so I go up there and I call a friend of mine and he's like, hey, well, here's what's happened. Do XYZ, XYZ twice and it'll work.
Okay.
Well, I did it and it worked.
Impressive.
And it went with very little fanfare. There was nobody clapping.
That's so rude.
There were no cheers. There were no hip hip hoorays. Like
unacceptable.
None of that. Well, then I go home almost on the same day. No, it was the day before that. Well, I noticed that the Banana's bathtub had been slowly rising, like the drain wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, babe, we're going to call a plumber to come, you know, figure this out or whatever. And then I thought, I can do this. So I cleaned out the drain of the Banana's bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's working perfectly. Again, that is money saved, Tara, by not having to call a plumber out. But do you think I got any cheers or hip hip hoorays?
I'm gonna go with probably not.
I did not. So because
some people are so ungrateful.
If you have a spouse that can do anything, like
that's my dad. He can literally fix anything.
Right.
It's crazy.
Fix anything, build anything, all that stuff. Like fine, they don't get a lot of praise. I get it because they do it all the time. But when someone like me does it, it's something to be noted.
Sure.
So.
Well, I think you deserve all the praise for that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, I have never been one with technology.
Uh-huh.
And it has always, I have an IT guy who can swear to this. He would probably put a testimony out talking about how terrible I am with technology. But you know, we have a new website.
We do.
DeeplyShallowPodcast.com.
That's right.
And I tried and tried and tried to find someone to build this website for us because I was quite frankly just too scared to do it. And I couldn't find anybody. So no one wants to work with us. So by process of that happening, I said, well, I guess I'll try it. And lo and behold, We have a website.
We do. And it's good. You did a good job on that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So if there's anything technology related, if I fix a printer, paper jam, I mean, any of this stuff, like it needs to be to the next level. So those are the kind of things that I need more thanks for.
I can appreciate all of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need more thanks, the
Correct.
Two of us.
Yes. Yes.
But there are some things that deserve no thanks.
No thanks.
One of those is continental breakfast.
Oh, yes. No thanks.
No, I don't want your cold breakfast for free with your 18-year-old scones and some banana yogurt.
The continental breakfast can be a super waste.
Yeah, I'm not thankful for that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Let me tell you something else I'm not thankful for.
Okay.
I am not thankful for false advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Hobby Lobby.
Which I love.
I know you do.
Don't go too hard at them.
I know. They say that their furniture is always 30% off. Tara, if it's always 30% off, that's the damn price.
Yeah, that's the price. Not 30%
off. 30% off. If it's always 30% off.
Yeah, just be like, this is the price of our furniture. It's 30% cheaper than what you might think it should be. Yeah.
But if it's 30% off, that's the damn price.
Yeah. Going along with that, when something is 10% off, out of here. Just say full price. You're insulting me with your 10% off.
Yeah. That's kind of like when we have the sales tax holiday where you don't have to pay sales tax.
People will wait in line for 7 hours to save 25 cents.
Right. But then they could have waited till the next weekend when they're actually going to put it on sale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
10% off is rude.
10% off is. Yeah. I agree.
And again, going along with that, buy one, get one, but it's not buy one, get one free. It's like buy one, get one half off. No.
No.
Buy one, get one is supposed to be buy one, get one free.
Right.
You can't change it to half off.
Right.
And expect me to be thankful. I'm not. I'm not thankful for that. It's free or it's nothing.
Unless if it was like buy one, get one half off and it was like cars.
Okay.
We could get behind that.
All right, fine.
But if we're talking about a candle at Bath and Body Works, no.
Yeah, if this is some kind of lotion product, get out of here. So rude.
But now it's gotten so bad that like, I mean, you've been in the grocery store, but I was in the grocery store the other day and now it's gotten so bad that it's like, it's a complicated equation on the card, okay? Where it's if you buy one, it's this price.
Yeah.
But it's 2 for $3, but you got to buy 4. It's like I'm trying to do algebra here.
It's like, you guys, Matt's barely passed high school. How much is this bottle of wine?
It is so crazy because I was the other, or, you know, it's 10 for $10. But again, you got to buy 10 of them. And it's like,
I will, but just say that up front.
Yes, there's some myriad of pricing things that are
out of control.
You
know what else deserves no thanks? Is when someone offers their home to you. Hey, come stay with me. And, you know, while you're visiting this area.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they don't turn on their air conditioner. It's like,
yes, I have stayed with several people like this.
This is my straight up nightmare. How people can survive in these hot boxes they call homes, I will never know. But if someone is a guest in my house,
yes.
Being hot is not going to be a problem for them.
It will not be.
I understand the struggle.
Same way in my house.
Yeah.
I'm a believer.
Turn on the air conditioner for your guests. They don't care about your pancake breakfast. They want to be cool.
Quick story. So we had a board meeting at one of the board members' houses who happens to be older. Okay. He's in his late 70s. Well, and he and his lovely wife opened their house up, but it was wintertime. And I show up wearing a short sleeve shirt. Okay. And
that says everything you need to know about Matt Hanley right there.
So I show up wearing a short sleeve shirt and I walk up to the door and he greets me at the door and he's a funny guy. He's like, Matt, where are the rest of your clothes? And I said, Larry, I knew I was going to an old person's house. So I wanted to dress accordingly. I knew it was going to be hot. And he about fell out laughing. He thought that was hilarious.
I had some friends who told me that they shared a hotel room with, they're a couple, and they shared a hotel room with one of their family members and their family. And they had a new baby. And the parents were very freaked out about SIDS. And,
yes,
you know, they didn't want to wrap the baby. They didn't want to cover the baby. And so they put the hotel room on 78 degrees so that the baby would be comfortable.
Oh my.
The husband said that he was like in the worst mood all weekend because he was so hot. He said he would wake up and there'd be like a sweat angel, like in his outline.
Well, okay. So we had this happen. We went to Disney World last year. That was in July because it was my birthday.
Uh-huh.
I guess it was a year ago, July.
Uh-huh.
And the air conditioner went out in our hotel room. So imagine being out, you know, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at a Disney World resort in July. And then you come back to your hotel room and there's no air conditioning.
No, thank you.
We had an air conditioner repair guy like at almost 11 o'clock at night from the hotel up there, like working on this thing. The kids are asleep in the bed. And this guy's working with a flashlight trying to get the AC going again.
Oh, my gosh. I would have slept outside.
Yeah. Yes.
At least you can get
a breeze outside.
Yeah, I can't do heat. I can't.
Yeah. Tara, most people have people in their lives that they are thankful for. You kind of mentioned at the top of the show, you've got children or family or, you know, those kind of things.
Sure.
But we've got people that we're thankful for, but for shallow reasons.
That's right. We sure do.
Who do you have on your list of people that we love because or people that we are thankful for shallow reasons? What do you got?
My first one is hype people, your hype team.
Of course.
The people that you call when you're feeling a little bit.
Yep.
Or
yes.
You need to pick me up.
Yes.
And they go hard in the paint.
Yes.
Making you feel good about yourself.
Yes.
You're beautiful. You're funny. You're smart.
Yes.
You're the greatest thing that ever happened to him. Like, yeah.
Right.
Your hype team.
Yes, the hype team is very important.
Everyone needs one.
If you do not have someone who is a hype person in your life, you need to find one.
Get you a hype man.
Put out a job application situation. You need to find a hype person.
Yes.
Because they are crucial.
They're very important.
They're really important for your mental health.
Extremely important for your mental health.
Because they do it with no judgment. And they can they know what you need to hear.
Yes.
They don't have to ask a bunch of questions. They just know, okay, it's hype mode. It's hype time.
That's right.
Let's get into it.
Find you a hype person.
Yeah.
What about you?
Okay. So first on my list is people who know what they want when they're ordering.
Yes.
Whether you're in a drive-thru or at a, you know, fast casual dining place, people who know what they want.
Yes.
Nothing annoys me more than the people who take forever to order at Chick-fil-A.
Me neither. They have nine menu items. Yeah,
it should not take you that long.
I agree.
And if you don't have the courtesy to start screaming at your children three blocks away from the Chick-fil-A yes. about what it is they want,
right.
then don't get up to the menu board and then ask them.
Yeah.
Because when I see you turn around, because I can see you.
Yes.
If I see you turn
your
around.
Your back window is not that tinted.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. So I am super appreciative for the people who know what they want, whether we're at a drive-thru or whether we're in a fast casual, get it and get on with it.
Yes. Do not make this line any worse.
No.
Yeah. No, no. I agree with you.
No.
That's a great one.
All right. What else you got?
My second one is your ramp people. The people you can call up. And you don't even have to preface this by saying, I know this is going to sound bad, but I mean, I'm just going to put it out there.
Right.
I can call my friend Casey and be like, blah, blah, blah. I'm the worst person in the world, and here's why, and just go through my rant.
Right.
No judgment. She's like, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, she is there for it. She's going to get me more mad, then she's going to bring me back down. She's going to let
you feel all the emotions.
Yes, she's going to go through the roller coaster with me. She's going to rant with me. She's going to justify my rant. I mean, she is there for it.
Yes.
And then when I'm like over it at the end of it, also over. Like, she's not holding any grudges about whoever I'm ranting about.
She's moving on.
Yeah, she's there for it. She's high, she's low, whatever I need.
And then boom.
She's got it.
She's gone.
And she's going to say some mean shit about them too.
Yeah.
If you're talking about a person or a situation. Yeah, your rant people, keep them close.
Yes.
Keep them close, guys.
Yes, you need them. You need them.
Okay, what's your next one?
Okay, so my next one is going to be reality stars.
Yes.
I am so thankful for reality stars because I enjoy the TV. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the trash television and I take some grief for it, but I don't care. I enjoy it. I have a very serious job. And when I go home at night, I just want to watch some mindless, you know, fun TV.
Mm-hmm.
And reality, especially with, you know, especially being Bravo, They provide all of that for me. But those folks, like, I cannot imagine that's a super easy gig.
Nah.
Because
that's,
I mean,
tough.
There's some days when I'm sure their parents are like, what happened?
Yeah.
And but I appreciate it so much because they're going to put it out there so that I can be entertained.
Yes.
On four nights a week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of people putting it out there, that is actually my final one on my list.
Okay.
The people on social media who put all their dirty laundry out, all their business.
Man.
I am so thankful for those people because if you're feeling bad about yourself or your day,
somebody
fear no more.
Somebody's going to let you off the hook.
My boss is friends with a lady who literally will put not only her most embarrassing shit online, she will Facebook Live it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother level.
She got locked out of her house after why she was outside after a shower and just a towel. Don't know. But she was Facebook Living, being locked out of her house.
In a towel?
In a towel. And not a large enough towel, I might add. Okay. She will Facebook Live screaming at her kids in the back seat, breastfeeding her 7-year-old. I mean, this lady is off the rails and we live for it.
Wow.
Yeah. In my office.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Lunchtime, we gather around her phone.
see what's new.
I love it so much. I'm so thankful for these people. I will not know them at all, but if I know someone has a really good person that they are friends with, yeah, or follow, I'll send a request. The worst they can happen is they'll say no. Best case scenario, I have a new person I can just click through.
You have a new timeline to peruse for your entertainment.
I'm so thankful for those people.
Wow.
They're the best.
So speaking of people who put it out there, as we now have realized, that's exactly what we're doing on a weekly basis.
Right.
Actually, on a daily basis through our Facebook page.
No joke.
What is it that you are most thankful for when it comes to our relationship, our friendship?
Well, I mean, I think there's several things that I'm thankful for.
Okay.
Obviously, there are several reasons that I'm thankful for our relationship.
Obviously.
But the most important one being that you agree with me 99.9% of the time, if not 100% of the time, you're on my side about whatever it is.
I would say that is an accurate statement for most all things. Yes.
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 So I always appreciate someone who has my back.
Yeah.
Even when I'm wrong.
Okay. So to speak to that,
mm-hmm,
I think that the reason that I agree with you so often, and my number one thing of reason why I'm thankful for our friendship, is we are incredibly similar.
Yes.
And I think that's the reason why we agree on
why we like each other so much. Yeah.
Because we agree on so much because, like, that's how we would react to whatever the situation is.
Right.
And I mean, we have often said, you know, please, please, we hope our text messages never get subpoenaed in court because we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, but we are so similar. And that's what the banana has always said. And I think that's one of the reasons why our friendship is so easy, is because we are so similar, you know, in how we act, how we behave, how our personalities are.
We like ourselves so much
that we want
that we have found someone just as like close to being us as we can.
Well,
narcissism at its finest. Oh, good times. All right.
All right, Tara, it is that time in the show.
I hate that.
What are you hating this week?
I hate, especially this time of year, guilt trippers.
Guilt trippers?
Yes. People who try to guilt you into doing something or feeling something. Yesterday, we were at the mall.
Okay.
And this guy has a little booth set up. And he's like, hey, guys, would you like to donate $1 to help those people who are in recovery? No, I don't really want to do that, but now I have no choice.
Because he's.
Yeah. Because it's not like, would you like to donate $1 for vanilla lattes? Like, would you like to donate $1 for people who are struggling with drugs and alcohol addiction? Like, I guess. Or it's like people who, like when you're checking out somewhere, would you like to donate $1 for children with cancer? Fine. Like, go ahead and take my dollars. Like, I'm the poor. I need my own dollars.
But what you would like, it sounds like, is you would like to be able to make those determinations on a non-impulse basis.
Yes. I would like to be a generous person out of the goodness of my heart and not because the 12 people in line behind me are giving me the side eye.
Well, that's in fact why they do it, is because they can get the impulse of, I don't want to look bad in front of this line of people who are complete strangers and I'll never see again. But as neurotic as we are, we're concerned about those people.
Exactly. You never know who has a camera. Or you're going to be the next viral star who hates children with cancer or people in recovery.
Yeah.
I guess. Here's a dollar.
Mm-hmm. I did not. That's legitimate.
Yeah. I don't like the guilt trippers.
Yeah. Guilt trippers. That's good.
What about you? What do you hate?
Well, Tara, I have looked ahead on the calendar and I have a problem.
Uh-oh.
Christmas this year falls on a Wednesday.
It does.
The only worst day Christmas can fall on, in my opinion, is on Monday.
Okay.
And when you have a staff of folks like I do, this poses a problem because we have to have our office open for some amount of the time. But it creates conflict. I love it. I love it when Christmas is on a Thursday or Friday because then I can just close the office for the rest of the week.
Right.
But when Christmas is on a Monday or a Wednesday, and Wednesday is the worst to me because we can't be closed the entire week.
Right.
And so it creates such a scheduling nightmare that I'm hating that I realized just this last week that Christmas is on the worst day of the week.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
You're just going to wait for your mom and sister to tell you what you're going to do?
Probably.
They're going to be off all week. You're going to be in the office.
Yes, that probably means I'll be working all week.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, that brings us to the end of today's episode. It is the season of thanks, and obviously we're very thankful for all the blessings in our lives.
Absolutely.
We're most thankful for all of you who have listened to our show, who have shared our show, rated our show.
Yes.
Reviewed our show. You have made this definitely the most exciting thing that we've done.
Absolutely.
And we're very thankful for you guys.
We are. We are. And just remember, we might sound shallow, but the depth is real.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast.
And like Deeply Shallow Podcast on Facebook.
Hey, Tara, we've really enjoyed our podcast experience, but I think we would both agree that creating and launching a podcast is way more than just recording content. We had no idea how much technology could help or hurt a podcast. I mean, we could be spending hours on editing, audio quality, uploading to a hosting service, just to name a few.
Totally agree. We interviewed several companies and couldn't be happier with Riley and his team at Podigy. Their skills, passion, and professionalism have proven to be the best partners for us.
Yeah, that's Podigy.co, Podigy.co. Right now, they're offering 25% off first month services for new podcasters.